The cottage that houses the museum is wooden. It was built to a rectangular plan. The walls were constructed using thick beams laid horizontally. The steeply sloping roof is clad in shingles, in other words, small, thin, tapering pieces of wood that are laid out to overlap one another. Inside, there are several separate spaces. An entryway, a room known as a black chamber, another known as a white chamber, and above that a space called a vizhka, a chamber located in the attic. The white chamber is around 7 meters long and 4 meters wide. The floor, ceiling, and walls of the white room are clad with planks of a wood, and beneath the ceiling, wooden crossbeams run from wall to wall. A thick wooden beam is set at a right angle to them and parallel to the long wall. It's known as a sozrom, a word that derives from sosna, which translates as pine tree. On one side, it runs up to the door leading into the white chamber, and on the other side, it meets up with the door leading to the next smaller room. The beam is engraved with decorative patterns and inscriptions, including the letters I, H, and S. To the left of the door to the white chamber, there's a white stove built using flat, whitewashed stones. It's almost cuboid in shape. To the right of the stove, a shelf hanging on the wall above a dark wooden chest holds various items of crockery. A vessel of holy water has been mounted on the left-hand side of the doorframe. Above the door, leading to the smaller room, there's a long strip of wood running up to the sozrom beam at a right angle. Traditional paintings on glass have been hung behind it at an oblique angle to the wall. The paintings portray colorful images of saints. The strip of wood is also equipped with hooks. There are clay jugs painted with floral motifs hanging from them. To the left of the door to the smaller room, there's a bed covered with a brown and white blanket and ornamental cushions. To the right of the bed, there's a large painted wooden chest, which is more than a meter high. Beside that, there's a wooden table. Long planks of wood nailed to the longer walls of the room form benches. To the left of the door, there are information boards telling the story of the uprising. The smaller room is square. It's around 4 meters by 4. To the right of the door, there's another stove made of flat, whitewashed stones. This one is an irregular polygon in shape. The highest part of the stove measures around 2 meters, while the lower part, closer to the door, is just over a meter high. A selection of cooking pots sits atop the stove. Inside the room, there's a cradle with a bed to it. The bed is covered with a black and white bedspread and has two pillows, one on top of the other. By the wall, there's a spinning wheel. Along the wall, between the stove and the bed, there's a long bench made of a single board of wood. The walls are hung with illustrations set behind glass. They present the history of the area, its people, and their culture.